are back. You are listening to Dab and Then on the Break. That was Brenna Swanger with 10 Metaphors for Love, the title track off that album. And it's you. Number to call in is 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. Before we went to break, we were talking, about Joe's loss of sanity. He's blaming it on his on his wife. Talk about people causing scenes in Pip's community theater. I got a little upset about these construction workers because, quite frankly, I expect more. My tax dollars at work, I expect them to be working for singles. And what else? What else? Oh, physical therapy. Yes.
Oh, yeah. And some of the people waiting for physical therapy.
Yeah, it's really depressing going in there.
Yeah, I can understand.
Yeah, but whatever. You got to do what you got to do. All right. So, went into Yahoo.com. And they looked at the worst amusement parks in the world. This is what they said. So number one, Parque Ecoberto in Alberto, Mexico, or something like that.
It sounds bad.
Parque.
Parque. Butter.
Butter.
Butter. It's the butter ride. Nobody would know what that is. That is such an old commercial.
Yeah,
I know.
Is Parque still around?
Yeah. I like this one. If you think it's butter, but it's not, it's chiffon.
That I don't know.
Okay.
But it's not.
Oh, I used to love that. Oh, that made me laugh in fifth grade. God,
that was
the funniest thing I've ever heard.
I remember that.
Because it had snot in it.
I know. I knew why you liked it. I didn't think it was because it was a spread. Pretty much got it.
Yum.
So this is about trying to cross the border from Mexico into the U.S. So what they do is they made a theme park out of it.
Some park.
of the border crossing. It costs $18, and guests can travel down to Parque Ecoberto to experience what it's like to cross into U.S. illegally.
This is really, weird white people amusement.
No,
it's in Mexico,
let me get through it. Let me get through, and then I'll tell you why, because I saw a video on it, what the reasoning behind it was.
Oh, okay.
La Caminata, also known as The Hike, is an attraction that provides visitors with an authentic border crossing experience. Visitors travel 7.5 miles accompanied by about 100 staff members who pose as coyotes and ski masks, border agents, drug smugglers, and guides. It's a terrifying experience that you pay for. Okay, so originally this was created to help the Mexicans learn the ins and outs. It was like kind of a training course to learn what it's like if you really want to cross.
Wow.
But then it became so popular, the gringos came down, and now it's a theme park.
You're not allowed in, but we're going to make it fun to try.
You got to see the picture of it, too. It's just like this horrible, dank road, empty, dusty road with weeds on the side and the wall.
No, but they it's like a whole thing, because there was a video with the editor for Yahoo did it or something. And she's like, I just lost my shoe, and I think I stepped in raw sewage. She's like crossing a raw sewage river. And they're rounding people up, but they're pretending to beat the crap out of them. It's awesome.
In the desert, no water.
No, it didn't look very deserty.
No?
It did, but it was night, so I don't know. And they didn't show the whole 7.5 miles.
But in the backyard of some guy's house.
Some backyard.
Hey, dig up all your grass and you could have this experience in your yard, Joe.
Oh, they should really update it, though, and have Donald Trump yelling at you as you try to cross. Get out of here, you rapist!
Hey, criminal!
Girl, get out of here, you drug smuggler, you.
It's terrible.
I don't know. I think I'd kind of, if I had time, it's certainly not expensive. Might be fun to do.
Tom says that the U.S. side is a park with awesome rides, whereas the Mexico side of the park has a rickety parking lot with carnival rides, you know?
Aw, Tom.
I know.
That's racist.
Probably true.
Lisa said, Donald Trump manages it now that he's been fired.
Well, once the United States says we're not interested, they can go down there and run El Parque.
You know, I understand that it's an experience, and it's kind of like
do it.
Just to,
you can't take the wife from that, though.
No.
She's got asthma. She's going to get rounded up by the hombres. she's going to get whacked. Somebody's going to shoot her.
No, no, no. She's too cute. You know what's going to happen to her.
Oh.
Yeah.
Prison.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
No, I'm going. I'd go it. I'd do it. I'd
pay for it.
Well, it's $18.
You would?
It's 18 for him to go?
Oh, okay.
Why, you wouldn't do it?
No.
Look, sounds like fun. Get that experience. People play laser tag or war games and, you know, paintball. Same shit. It's the same shit.
The, Tom says, this just in, I've been fired from NBC.
Yes. He's gonna
yes,
sue
Tom.
Them. He's going to sue them next.
I yeah. played paintball, believe me. I think it's being more fun than being led by mules.
No, but you're supposed to, but you got to like
coyotes.
Run and duck and hide.
Yeah, it just really, really doesn't sound fun.
I don't think it's your type of fun. It's not because Winwood's not there playing you through with his mariachi band.
So when you run, it's like hide and go seek for maids.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
And with that, Joe threw away any potential he had for running for president.
There goes your candidacy right
there.
It
went
right
there with that stupid comment. You were this close to making the dais for the first debate show.
He was about to announce.
He was about to announce.
You know, I really don't think that it would be fun for me. As a matter of fact, I knew somebody who did cross illegally and told me about the experience, and it sounds terrifying and arduous.
Yeah, but this way you don't really get killed.
No, I know. It just, I don't know.
Because that would suck.
They say that it's a terrifying experience and that, you know, they're pretending to, like, round you up.
But you go into
haunted
houses.
Your money. And
this is role-playing.
Yeah, I know. Well, the haunted house is because I don't really believe in the boogeyman. I do believe in coyotes and border agents and drug smugglers.
Yeah, but, you know, this is going, yeah, but this is like a... In Frontier, you ever go to Frontierland in Ocean City?
No.
It's like a Wild West type theme park.
Okay.
And you go on a train ride, and then, you know, they hold up the train with their pretend guns. And I did this as a kid. Actually, we went back a couple years ago with my daughter, but I did this as a kid. So
yeah.
They board the train, and I got my plastic rifle, and I'm going to shoot the bad guys. Unfortunately, I didn't know there was another one behind me, and he snuck up on me and made me scream like a little girl. But I was like 7 at the time, so what are you going to do?
Oh, I thought that was last week.
That was last time. Yeah. It was a couple years ago. I
went
like
your varmint.
And your daughter looked at you like, Dad, I didn't scream like that.
No, I know. And you pan for gold and everything. But it's a whole experience.
Yeah, but you know what? It's in a controlled environment.
This
and
is controlled?
It's in Mexico. Nothing's controlled in Mexico.
That's not true. People go to there all the time for, like, vacations.
Yeah, I know. And they're in these places where they're heavily guarded. And
this is guarded, too. You wouldn't do it?
No.
This is guarded, too.
No.
Yeah, but the guns are pointing at you.
Yeah,
but that's
your difference. You're guarded.
They're not real guns. I would do it.
No. Well, you go to your Outward Bound experience. We'll look at some other of these lovely... attractions.
Bonbon Land.
Bonbon Land.
Now Joe's interested. Sounds like something he knows. Food. In Olstrup, Denmark. At first glance, Bonbon looks like your standard theme park. There are water rides, thrilling roller coasters, and snacks galore. But rides aren't the issue at this park. It's their names. Not only are the characters and the dog in the park doing gross things like vomiting.
There's a picture of a character puking.
Yes.
at the entrance.
Joe saw the article.
You know what? I'd had a problem downloading it.
Yeah,
I saw
that
the article.
Link,
it was
that,
a, that
link was
link
broken.
I had a problem with
it.
That link.
Oh, I found it just fine. I kept on using it.
I had a problem.
Yeah,
with it.
Yeah, it wouldn't load for me either. I went and found it on my home myself.
Well, I'm glad you didn't notify me of that, Joe. It's better this way.
I noticed it late. I figured it was just a quick read, so I noticed it today.
You find it?
No.
So anyway. So they're vomiting. There's a ride called the Farting Dog, and another called the Water Rat.
Isn't that charming? I'm showing Joe the picture of this.
Sewage.
It's a sewer pipe with a rat vomiting in it. It's just really lovely.
And of course, you can have the kids ride the Skid Mark.
Oh my God.
So I actually
that laundry day.
I actually spoke to somebody who lives in Denmark and actually has been to this amusement park.
Really?
Yes, I do research for our show, kids. I don't just stop at a broken link, Joe. I go the extra mile.
I can't believe you found somebody that went there. What did they say?
Several times.
They went back.
Loves the place.
I have to say that this one I thought was hilarious.
It's actually the reason it's named Bonbon Land is because it's actually named. It's owned by a candy guy, much like Hershey Park is here, and these are the names of his candies.
Oh, really?
Yes.
The Water Rat
and the Skid Mark. Joe, you gonna finish your Skid Mark? Oh, Joe, you got crunchy skid marks. That's disgusting. I hate
those. There's a rat vomiting outside of a sewer.
There's a farting dog.
Yum. Is it crunchy?
Oh, let's go trick-or-treating. I want to get a farting dog. Well, why don't you wipe this dog's ass first before you go?
That's so funny. But, you know, I mean, they have gummy worms, and this, like, kids love gross, but they like gross that's, like, sweet and sour.
Would you
know
go?
I mean? Yes. Yes. This sounds hilarious.
See, I'd have a problem taking my daughter at the age she's at now.
Why?
Because she think it's because I don't need her talking about farting more. You know, cause
this is when this is the most fantastic.
It is true. It is at their most fantastic. But I don't.
I would definitely bring a kid at their potty humor age to this place. It would be hilarious.
Or brand new comics.
Yeah.
Same type of humor.
Or me, Mr. Helix. We would die.
This is right up your alley.
It is. It's hilarious.
This is good times for you.
This would be very funny. I'd rather do that than go to a border crossing.
Yeah, but a border crossing is unique. A farting dog, go to anybody who's got a beagle. Skid mark, clean up your man's underwear. It's not that exciting. You don't have to go to Denmark for it.
No,
I would go.
Of course you would. It's got a farting dog.
Come on, Joe, we'll have a ball.
And they got this thing where you can get in these ducks and you can pedal around a lake. I guess you're in a rubber ducky and you're like paddle boating around a lake.
Yeah, they have that at some theme parks. You know, like they have swans or things and you paddle around in them on a lake.
Just kind of gross.
Oh, hilarious.
Here we go. Here's the next one. Holy Land in Orlando, Florida.
Ugh.
The Holy Land Experience has good intentions. Sure it does. The theme park's main mission is to bring the teaching of the Bible to life, which they do.
Fun, fun, fun.
But things quickly turn somber. Instead of a parade of costumed characters like the one at nearby Disney World, Holy Land shows the crucifixion of Christ. That's right. Twice a day, a bloodied and beaten Jesus is paraded through the park before he's nailed to a cross and dies.
Who wants cotton candy?
Mommy, can we go see the Stations of the Cross?
Yeah, I know. It's like Disney or Holy Land, kids.
I'd go, but I'm hanging out in Sodom and Gomorrah because that's where the activity is. I'm hanging out at the bars in Sodom and Gomorrah, maybe get an old fashioned.
You know that these Midwestern religious nuts are coming in by the boatload.
Yeah, but how do you go?
Yeah.
We're going to Orlando. No, we're not going to Disney. We're going to see Jesus get nailed to a cross. It's good. It's good wholesome fun.
Oh, I need to see in the car. We're not going to Disney World. We're going to Holy Land. Jesus Christ.
Exactly. Twice a day.
Yeah, two shows. The guy has to get crucified twice a day.
Oh, that sucks.
It would so suck. I remember seeing this documentary on television that there are some festival or holy day, and it was in a Latin American country. It was years ago. I don't remember precisely where. But they reenact the Passion of Christ. And so he's dragging. I mean, this poor actor is really put through the ringer because they get a big full-size cross, and he's wearing a crown of thorns. And this guy is, like, getting beaten and tormented, and he's dragging this cross through the town, and the people are weeping like it's really Jesus being killed in front of them. Wow. And I was like, yeah, I can't wait to get my plane tickets for this.
Because they probably got some kid doing it. This guy's going, this is the worst internship ever. I just wanted to get some class credits, and they're putting me up on a cross twice a day. It's Orlando in August. It's fucking hot. Couldn't they make this shit out of cotton?
Can you imagine this guy coming home from work and saying, how was work today, dear? I got crucified at work. Twice. Really, it's terrible.
You know what, Dad?
I called in sick. I'm going to be back in 3 days.
You know what, Dad? I'm sick of it, Dad. I'm sick of dying twice a day for your sins, Dad. I've had enough. Give me the car keys.
Really?
It's the worst.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine a gay couple strolls in there, all the characters gather around and start stoning them?
Yeah, yes, I can. No, it would be, but that would be the people that are attracted to this attraction. It would be the park-goers stoning them.
Oh, these.
The last Thursday in every month, the fags come. We have a stoning.
Yes, that's what would happen.
Oh, I could just see the motorhomes of all these Midwestern religious nuts.
Don't forget the Southeast, right in Orlando, Joe.
Yes, oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Make sure you stop there before you go to Branson.
Orlando, when we're going there. Oh God. Oh.
No, I don't think Mickey Mouse is wholesome. We're going to Holy Land.
Yeah, take off those Mickey Mouse ears. Here's the crown of thorns, kids.
Look at that. Look at those hussies with all those dwarves. They're doing something. We're not going there.
Dude, the school's out. You know this is going on right now.
Yeah.
Somewhere down there.
It's Orlando. I almost feel like we should go.
it would be hell on earth. Junior, you stay away from Mary Magdalene, Junior. Don't even look at her.
She's hot. Oh, man.
Do you think they have like the Abraham? Do you think they have the Old Testament too, where like they pick like a volunteer, like a little boy out of the crowd? Now we're gonna Abraham's gonna sacrifice his son. Come here, yeah. You'll be a nice Isaac. Yeah. No, mommy, no, I don't want to go. Oh, go on, it'll be fun.
Oh, go. What's funny? These fake blood.
Can you imagine?
I volunteer. I volunteer. Don't take my kid.
Oh.
It would be terrible.
Oh my god! Worst idea ever.
I know. Oh, you know, it's like what do you get for like you know the. You know, the food, you know, you always have park food. You know, oh, here's a drink. You have to drink this vinegar water squeezed out of a rag, and that's all you get.
Why vinegar water?
Because that's what they gave Jesus when he was on the cross. It was terrible.
Oh, I didn't know they gave him anything.
Yeah, well, Mary Magdalene came.
She gave him vinegar water?
I don't know why.
They put it on a sponge, and they put it up to him. So
for what? Get out of here, you whore. You're not helping.
Oh, Lisa has a good suggestion. She said we should go and do a live remote.
I'm sure they would welcome me.
Oh yeah. Can you see us setting up our table? We would be stoned.
Isis is looking at this go, we should go. Everybody in the bus.
This will be educational.
Yeah, field trip.
Everybody in the Toyota pickup. Let's go.
They always do drive Japanese. Action Park.
Oh, yes. Dear and dear to our
yes,
own
that's
hearts.
Right by where we live. Right by where I live.
And our skin.
Yeah.
Well, all right. But they have one major issue. There's too much accent. A string of accents and safety violations earned this New Jersey staple the nickname the world's most dangerous.
Of course it's in New Jersey.
They said it was shut down in 96 and reopened 2 years later. That's not true.
No.
It just reopened.
Yeah.
It just reopened like 20 years later.
Yeah.
And
it
took
it's
a
open long
up,
time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But in 2016, the park plans to reopen the dangerous Cannonball Loop water slide.
The human Cannonball, they should mention.
All right, now here was the issues. There was a lot of drunkenness. Anybody go to Action Park?
Yeah, and there was, yeah.
There was a lot of drunkenness. There was not really much security or safety and anything. And people were constantly getting struck by lightning.
Yes,
and they kept on flying off that slalom track.
I'll talk about that. I'll get to that in a second because I love that. But there was this thing where you were like, You're drinking all day because they were not much with the IDs, I guess.
Yeah.
And you get on this rope thing and you slide and you swing into the water and apparently people got hurt.
Oh, you know,
they're like the Tarzan swing.
Incoming!
But
I can imagine.
I went there. I haven't been back since it's open. I went there as a kid, and as Joe alluded to, it's called the Alpine Slide. Yeah. That's what it was called. You're on this huge mountain, and you go down these tubes. They're not encased tubes.
Oh, no.
Of cement.
Yeah.
Cement tubes. Speeding down.
Ow.
Speeding down a fucking mountain. You have to take a ski lift to get up there, which scares me.
Because it's a ski resort during the winter.
Well, it was.
Oh,
I don't know
God.
If it was at the time, but
well,
it was.
It was at the time, yeah.
You're going down a mountain of
concrete.
And
then your mode of transportation... It's plastic sled with wheels. That's what you're going on. Now, you can fall off the mountain, and people did.
Or fly.
Yeah.
At a high rate of speed.
I was going on that thing when I was like 8 or 10 years old.
Is this where Sonny Bono was? Jesus.
No.
It would have been safer.
And yeah. I remember I went ahead of my dad. I remember going so fast, flying down. No seatbelts. Oh. I actually had to slow up because I didn't know if my dad fell off. That's how fast I was
Daddy.
Going. But it was like the scariest, most intense thing ever. People get all cut up.
You're a better man than me because when we went there, we went there because we liked the Formula One, the mini Formula One cars.
I don't remember that.
Neat.
Yeah, they had them. So me, Adam Ferrara, Anthony Cumier, Joe Cumier, we all took a trip up there. And we were thinking of going down that Alpine slide. And it's like, no, where there's people like... I mean a constant flow
of
people
blood.
Going into like the nurses.
Yeah,
place.
Because you could scrape your arms or your legs on the cement as you're going down like 50 miles an hour
and
on a mountain.
Apparently they did.
It was awesome.
Wow.
I think Joe's girl told me a story when she was, I think she was one of those places where she flew off.
Well, Joe's girl, feel
really?
Free to call in, 845-986-8804. Yeah. I'd love to hear that story.
Yeah, or type your little fingers off in the chat if you're feeling shy about calling, but tell us.
But that place had like such a terrible reputation, but they had the coolest commercials, and I definitely went there as a kid, and they're open now. They're like 20 minutes from here.
You had a good you had a good time there.
My father wouldn't take us there.
You know, I don't know now that I have a little girl if I'm going to take her there.
No.
And I might be too much of a pussy to do what I used to do.
Unless you want to spend more time in the physical therapy waiting room.
Oh, that place was intense.
Oh, yeah.
And it just had the worst reputation. Lightning strikes will do that to a place.
And the funny thing is that right next to his Great Gorge, was it Great Gorge, the Playboy Resort?
Yeah, I think it's up there.
And it's still
was up there.
And I did stand out. I was working with Eric McMahon there about 5 years ago. And it's still like from the you haven't done anything to it. It's still like from the 70s.
Oh,
kind of creepy.
The resort.
Yeah, it's it's like still like from the 70s.
We went to go snow tubing a couple years ago. We got like free or discounted things, and it sucked. Like it was iced over. We couldn't go. Went back a couple times. It sucked. But I might give Action Park another chance. Mm. We'll move on, though. Fantasyland in Alexandria, Egypt. They're not sure if it's still open, but if it is, it should probably be shut down immediately. Because it looks like the theme park just looks like a pile of dirt. But upon closer inspection, there's a ride on the ground. There are rides on the grounds. And there's no guarantee that people are that the rides are in working order. And they hear that stuff.
I'm showing Joe a picture of the monorail, which looks like, I don't know.
Looks like a throwback from the 60s or 70s.
It does.
I wouldn't get on that thing at gunpoint.
Well, you might at gunpoint.
You know what? You might have. I think it's been. Looks like where ISIS goes to unwind.
It's where they train.
ISIS comes
to play.
It's their training camp.
Yeah.
But they say people take your money, but there's like no services or anything. So would you go?
No.
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 Yeah, I'm probably going to go check out a pyramid.
Yeah, I'd rather check
see what my ancestors built.
Sphinx.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mr. Jewish guy, but I would not be caught dead in an unsafe place like that in
Egypt.
Would be. You would be.
Stalin's World in Lithuania. The name of this theme park should let you know that things are about to get controversial. Stalin's World, also known as Grutas Park, is home to more than 100 statues of the controversial leader's face. It opened in 2000, because why wouldn't it? And it showcases newspapers, documents, posters, and a video from 50 years of Soviet rule. To round things out, there's also a merry-go-round if your kids want a little more adventure with their propaganda.
I wonder if every little seat on the merry-go-round has Stalin's face on it as well.
No, you can't sit on Stalin's
face. Well, it's
tough
to see this merry-go-round. It's behind an iron curtain.
See
what I did there?
I would not go on that ride. On this park. It seems boring.
No, this seems terribly boring.
To me, this seems more like a museum.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm going there for a museum experience, okay, all right, maybe.
It's got a merry-go-round.
So is the mall. It's not an amusement park.
It is the mall.
It really sounds awful.
Yeah, it's the worst mall ever. So you can imagine that was...
What's the name of it?
Stalin's World.
Stalin's World. And you're looking for... it's a horrible place. Like, you're looking for an argument about it.
I know. I
could just see the snack shack as a bread line.
Yeah. You don't wear size 6 boots? Now you do!
That place sucks.
Really?
All right. The last one that they had was... I want to get this pronunciation right. It's important for our listeners.
Oh, boy.
Xinjiangshan Amusement Park in Beijing, China.
I didn't think it would be an island.
So it says when you enter the gates of Xinjiangshan Amusement Park in Beijing, you'll be welcomed by costume characters like Minnie Mouse and Donald Duck. There's one problem. This isn't Disney World.
No.
Which actually folded in China. They opened one and they folded right in China.
Yeah. Really? Oh, I didn't realize that.
These people don't like fun.
Sure. Apparently they do, because one of the little... statues of one of the dwarves is missing a hand.
I'll use this for later.
Yeah, I know.
So these are characters. They're cheap replicas. They're kind of like the ones that you find in Times Square.
Right.
So, they have rides inspired by Jurassic Park and Batman, but it's not like the official. So, like, if you want to take your kids, but not to Disney, you go here. I would go to this because if you're not near Disney World. And you're Chinese. They probably don't know.
They're probably isolated enough that they're not going to really be let down because they haven't been completely bombarded.
As long as they're not charging Disney World prices,
yeah,
like $100 to get in and look at the fake dwarf.
Yeah, yeah, with the handless dwarf.
Yeah, it's really just one broad surrounded by a bunch of midgets. But who cares?
Yeah. But you know, they kind of look like the picture that they have of the kind of Snow White and a couple of dwarves, including Mr. Handless. I don't remember
Mr.
that was
Mr. Handless. It was Captain Hook. Now it's Mr. Handless.
Wasn't that one of the dwarves? You know, sneezy, dopey, handless. Amputee.
Amputee.
That was one of the dwarves, wasn't it?
I think so. Yes.
And they have this look about them, like those like statuary that they have in cemeteries that's been painted a little bit, don't they?
They look like gargoyles.
They look like, yeah, they look like cemeteries.
Those are garden gnomes.
Statuary. Yeah, but like really that. Frightening garden. Like,
they look pretty scary.
They're frightening garden gnomes.
Instead of the princesses, they just have Jewish American princesses.
Snow White looks like she's about to get raped by them.
Yeah, but so is the real one.
Yeah, look at the gleam in their little eyes, little amputee eyes. And she's got her hand up in here. She's slapping them away.
Swipe the little bastards away. They're up the
get away from there. Yeah. That's not for you.
Get out of here.
Hi ho, hi ho. I'm not going to blow.
My dress is not a teepee. Get out of there. It's
Goofy's
horrible.
Goofy's just really a rabid dog.
That they're going to eat.
in a festival.
I would go to Fantasyland. You wouldn't go to Fantasyland?
For their goof.
Oh, this isn't Fantasy. This is Xinjiang. Yeah, I'd go to Xinjiang.
Yeah,
I'd go.
Xinjiang.
And have a Goofy on a stick?
I'm not. I'm kosher.
No.
I made tuna sandwiches.
You want to know something? I guess, you know, they're still getting experience to Western culture there, so this probably is like
the worst of it. Yeah. Oh, look at all these rapey little creeps surrounding the hot chick. Yeah. That's the worst of it.
I think if I was already there, it would be like, oh, come on, Mr. Helix, what a goof. We got to go
see
this.
Yeah,
you got to go. If you're there, I mean, you don't book a flight. I mean,
no.
Great Wall of China or Xinjiang? Yeah, we're going to go Xinjiang. We can see a wall anywhere we go.
Yeah, you go to Beijing. It's like, okay, well, we have all these things to see, but we got to go see this.
We
got to
go see this. Where you go?
You want to see the Apple Factory? Nah, let's go.
That's like, this place is where you go on Thursday. You know, when you get, because like, you're almost there, you've seen all the shit you want to see. Let's go Thursday.
The day before you leave.
Yeah.
This is like, if we get there, if the weather sucks,
not a big deal. See this place. Tomorrow we'll go to, but don't go because we're going to the beach tomorrow, the last day.
Yeah.
You know, you go to this fucking place.
China has a beach, but okay.
That's the place where you go and you pose yourself, you take all these selfies in horrible, disgusting poses with the little creatures, and then you get arrested and you're thrown in a Chinese jail. That would be the end of my vacation.
Yeah. I would totally dry hump one of those dwarves.
Absolutely.
I totally would. And put it on Facebook.
Yeah.
Of course, I probably couldn't get Facebook in China, but when I came home, I would.
Yeah. I'm sitting on the. I'm sitting directly on the face of one of those little creepy cemetery statuary dwarves. Yeah.
We should just like round up the costume characters in Times Square and give them shit to run.
While they're fighting with each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not shaking each other.
What do we have? Anti-Semitic Elmo. I mean, he's out there. Yeah. That'd be a great attraction.
That would be. Tickle me. No, stop touching me.
Tickle me. No, no.
tickle my no, no. Elmo.
So we were kind of inspired and wanted to come up with what we thought. Again, this is a little subjective, but some amusement parks that we'd like to see that aren't out there.
Yeah. I mean, if this is the standard.
If this is the bar.
Yeah.
We can go lower.
We certainly can.
Pip?
My theme park is Shame Park.
Shame
Park.
Shame. That was from Game of Thrones.
Oh, thank you.
That was one of they were like they had the queen and she had to go naked through the town and they're throwing stuff at her and you just have this woman.
Shame.
I heard about that.
Yeah,
scene,
this woman's like behind her yelling, yanking her stupid bell, going shame, shame, shame.
That's the electric parade in my park.
That's awesome. Oh, we missed it. It's Friday. They don't do the shame parade on Friday.
That's so funny. Because you always break, when you go down there, you always break your ass to get to the
Yeah, sure. You have to see the electric parade.
Shame.
They have a new float. Look at the little bug with all the lights. Yeah. And instead, you just see this frau going, shame, shame.
Everybody's looking around going, this is it?
Well, you know what? If there was a naked queen that looked like that, I'd go.
There you go.
Give her a little flag. Let her do some construction. It's good.
Yeah, it's like look at all the pervs lined up to see the naked lady. Kids, shelter your eyes.
The queen was a looker.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Yeah, well, you missed out. It was a good looking queen.
I did apparently.
All right, so Shame Park.
Shame Park.
Shame Park.
Yeah, finally getting ahead in life, feeling a little too full of yourself. Bring your friends and family to Shame Park. Here you will have the masochistic time of your life. Many a once healthy and secure person has barely survived Shame Park. So should you. Come indoor attractions such as Shame Spiral. It's great for those super hot days. Strip off all your clothes, stand in the ride, and get strapped in for the humiliation of your life. As the ride starts, it slowly passes the people waiting in line who are encouraged to judge and ridicule your genitalia. Next.
Wow. Why has it got to be my genitalia?
That's what's done.
I guess I'm ashamed of it.
This is heavy duty.
You should be bigger. Shame.
Shame. Shame. Oh, what a shame. Next, the ride plummets underwater, where your head is held under by a Scientology auditor until you admit your most heinous acts and thoughts. After that cleansing dip, the ride picks up steam, shaking and spinning, while passing through a cloud of your own most nauseating body odor. You are almost...
I gotta come stinky?
Yes, you do. You are almost guaranteed to upchuck on yourself. Other people on the ride, the park visitors below. All the while, a tape of your confessed deeds is being broadcast over the park sound system. A CD of your confession is available after the ride in the gift shop.
Shame.
Shame. The other amazing attraction at Shame Park is the Mind Screw.
Ah.
A personalized roller coaster hell ride you will never forget. Through trademarked mind screw technology invented by the sadistic technical team at Shane Park, you are led through a series.
I hate to interrupt, but are those Catholic nuns? Are they part of that team?
Yes, they're their crack IT team. Yeah. Crack you on the knuckles.
A Jewish mother pavilion.
That's where we eat kosher.
Oh, that's great. So
this is what you wore?
Yeah.
That's the after party.
Do you really think you need another brisket sandwich? Look at you.
This is all part of Mind Screw.
Oh, okay.
Mm. So you're led through a series of tunnels projecting holographic adventure sequences nauseatingly programmed just for you.
Wow.
Relive your most heinous moments.
Right now.
That time when your mother walked in on you masturbating.
Joe.
The morning you woke up with a hangover that you thought was the end and saw the rhino you took home from the bar still there next to you.
Uh-oh.
The Thanksgiving when your significant other revealed your Coke problem to the whole family at dinner.
Shame.
And your grandmother cried.
Shame.
The office party where the payroll girl slipped and told you that the janitor makes more than you.
Shame. You know, that was personal pip for that. That's a very specific
moment.
That's fucking funny. Oh, that's
that one hit close to home.
God damn it, that's funny.
That one she's not thinking about randomly. That shit happens.
Shame.
Shame.
And the office dickhead is getting the promotion you wanted.
Joe.
The moment you realize that your newborn child is a different race than you or your spouse. Call ahead with your most shameful secrets for a super shameful experience.
Yeah.
And there are refreshments. Oh, don't you worry, fatty. There's a spectacular amount of greasy, trans fat oozing, calorie-laden food, but you can only eat it while walking on a treadmill in front of those funhouse mirrors that make you look even more disgusting than you already are.
Impossible.
Motivational speeches are played while you eat and walk, with popular themes such as, "Oh my God, how did you pack on all that lard?"
Shame.
And what? Do you need a heart attack before you stop shoving more food into your giant, heaving pie hole? And the classic, "You are too gross to be loved."
Shame.
There are no non-alcoholic beverages available, and no drinks can be brought in, so everyone gets funneled into the few beer stalls available. This way, even the most sociable drinker can get so dehydrated that they were over-imbibe. Alcoholics falling off the wagon will really enjoy the intervention ride located right next to the Beer Bucket Saloon. Oh, and don't forget to stop by the souvenir shop for one-of-a-kind overpriced mementos, such as the "Sure, kill yourself already" ashtrays. The "I suck" paperweights. And the sneakily sized down t-shirts to make you think you're gaining weight with fun slogans like, "My children hate me." "Clearly I've given up." And "I think about you naked." Look for half-off park entry coupons available on specially marked packages of Depends and Rid-X at your favorite drugstore. You deserve the blame. Come soak in the shame, you ugly, devious bastards.
Shame. Wow.
Shame Park.
Wow. There was a... I think we learned a lot about you.
I think...
and that design.
I think it's worth the price of admission.
It most certainly is.
As the janitor pulls out of the parking lot and honks in his Cadillac.
Yeah. And waves at you. F off!
Is it the suicide slide? Is that part of
it? Yes. That's the slide that you disintegrate down onto on your wood drive home.
Do they have like a Western part, like the Hangman's Noose? I mean, Jesus Christ. That
in
was
a shame park.
That was depressing. Speaking of depressing, Joe.
Welcome to Liberal Land.
Ah!
Welcome to Liberal Land, where everyone is entitled to a good time, that is. First up is the Escape from Benghazi ride. Run and try to escape from terrorists. You can do it. Looks like fun until you find out help is not coming. After that, go to Riot World. That's right, Riot World, sponsored by CVS. We recreated Ferguson, Baltimore, and Staten Island, where you can feel free to destroy and burn everything. and pillage without any repercussions at all.
Nobody's going to insure this theme park. Burning it down every fucking... What is this, Action Park?
Yeah.
I just
it's like a reprieve from it.
Yeah. Call their insurance agent.
Yeah.
Next is the Hillary Coaster. Fun, fun, fun. Strap in, kids, as you go up and down through mounds of bullshit as a robotic, or in Hillary Clinton's case, realistic voice tells you that bullshit has gotten candy. Next up, everybody's favorite, the Black Lives Matterhorn.
You know he was proud of that one. That one took some thinking.
Should be.
That one, he drove around the block past. Like, that's a fucking creative one. This might go in the act. The Black Lives Matter.
That's right, the Black Lives Matter horn. Get stopped by a cop, have felonies, refuse to comply, and see how much it can take.
It's kind of like the Mexican thing.
Yes, it is.
Next up, the Hall of President. Sponsored by
the Hall of Presidents.
That's right.
Just one.
The Hall of Presidents, sponsored by MSNBC. Yes, in liberal land, there is only one president to be revered as a god. So go in and hear Rachel Maddow, Pete Alexander, and Rima Ellis praise the man that they want us to move forward. Ah, and then after that, go to the George Bush Dunk Tank. Even
that'd be a long-ass line for that one.
Of course it is, the George Bush Dunk Tank. Even after 7 years, you know everything is still his fault. So why not get your frustrations out and throw a ball at him?
That should have been a shoe.
A shoe.
Ah, yes.
If we're going to do it, let's make it authentic, Joe.
Yes. Yes.
Watch as George Bush tries to duck.
Well, I wrote this at lunch because I didn't know there was a writing assignment. I cobbled this together. Too sweet. The maze of offenses. We built a big maze. Go through and say something without hurting somebody's feelings. Can you make it through? The person who can't express their feelings or has the best apology wins.
The maze of feelings.
That's right. Admission to liberal land is free and funded by taxpayers, as everything should be free and funded by taxpayers. But please note, the following is not allowed in liberal land. Conservatives, guns, free speech, Confederate flags, guns, free speech, common sense, religion, or anyone from Fox News.
Well, who the fuck would want guns in an amusement park, you jackass?
Welcome to Action Park.
Really? Is that it? Really? Is that, do you want a shootout?
I want a safe amusement park.
No. Joe's taking over Six Flags. Joe's now CEO. No, bring your guns. It's fine.
Those flags will be at half-mast by the time I get to
Six half-mast flags. Not if you're in the park, it's not.
Have you been there lately? It should really be all the gang violence in that fucking place.
Oh, really? Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
That's
Donald
funny.
Trump yells at you as you try to get in. You're a rapist. You're a killer.
Six half-mast flags. That's great.
Oh, shit.
Shame.
That was really a shame.
Before I get to mine, what was the worst amusement park you guys have been to? Because there's some shitty ones.
Dutch Wonderland.
Well, that doesn't sound pleasant at all.
Wonderland.
Dutch Wonderland. You ever work Stitches at Lancaster?
No, I think it's closed, but the club. I think it's closed.
No, it's open.
No,
Tim
Hamion was supposed to be there. They closed. But anyway.
Yeah. Probably for the summer.
No.
Friday.
Really? Yeah.
Oh, okay. But they had, it's right across the street. I remember going there as a kid. And they have a monorail. And
like the one in Alexandria, Egypt?
Probably based on the same design.
They use ropes for the safety belts.
Yeah. And
twine.
And I remember there was...
can't have anything electric. It's an Amish country.
It was all based on...
That's why it's twine.
All based on Dutch stuff. And there was a little girl, and there was a girl, like a little Dutch girl. And then there's somebody inside of it, and you could talk to it and stuff like that, and it would talk back.
You went to this?
When I was like about 12, and I made the little Dutch girl say shut up, and my grandmother made me apologize to it.
Shame.
Shame.
Yeah, you were a prick then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why he abuses Siri, because he's flashing back to the little Dutch girl.
What about you?
I don't think that I've ever been to an amusement park that was terrible, but we did go to a haunted house in Niagara Falls on the New York side that was so god awful. We were the only people in it, and like the lights were were like working in some places and not in others, and you'd walk up to something and it's obviously supposed to scare you, but the pneumatics weren't working, so it would like slowly jump up and go,
it's not scary, it's constipated.
It's a monster with arthritis.
Yes, it was like the
hell is this?
It's just like boo already.
Boo already, they can give a
it's
shit.
It's all Jewish guys.
Boo.
Scare yourself.
You know, scare yourself so you want me to be, you want to be frightened?
It's not going boom, it's going hoo.
Yeah, it's going fire bad. You know, it was so
terrible.
It was really it's going awful.
Meh.
Since we're the only people in there, we would stop and take pictures.
Had
of
the
things.
Run of the place.
We did. We were standing there laughing our
dry
asses off.
Dry humping Frankenstein.
Things were so bad. And
I think he likes it. Do it harder.
Do it again. And it was just so terrible. We were like, that was funny. That's why I like the like bizarre.
See, that made me think of I took my wife to Jekyll and Hyde's restaurant.
Yes.
In the city, but they had like a haunted house too.
Oh, we didn't go in the haunted
house. Yeah, that
house.
Was lame.
Was
the haunted
it?
House was lame. You know, people trying to scare you kind of sucked.
Yeah.
Trying to think. I never went there, but if you go down on I-95, if you go on I-95 right in like North Carolina, it's like on the border. It's like a Mexican theme.
Oh, across the border.
Across the border, yeah.
They used to slap bumper stickers on everybody's car.
Oh, yeah.
And so you'd see that bumper sticker every place, and you'd be like.
That was in South Carolina.
Where?
Is that where it is? Like right on the border. But they had like the coolest like signs leading up to it.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
Then you get there go. Yeah, it looks shitty.
Shithole, keep going.
Yeah.
I just there's a restaurant called Jekyll and Hyde's.
Yes,
yeah, it's good.
In New York.
I'm afraid to go there. Can I order the mashed potatoes? Of course, sir. 2 minutes on. Throw it at you.
Spitting it.
Actually, it was pretty funny because they have microphones every place, and they listen to you.
Yeah, they didn't
then
do
they
that
start.
When we were there.
And oh no, they did it with us. A statue started talking to me. I was like, what the fuck?
Well, they know what you can get.
it was funny, and it was talking to me about things we had spoken about at the table. So it was very.
Boo!
Funny.
You should probably put ointment on it.
Pretty much, I understand Ridex works for that.
Crabs, crabs!
Don't utter the crab. No.
I remember as a kid, I went to this. It closed for a while, then it reopened. Cypress Gardens.
I've heard of that.
That was a big deal in Florida, and basically it had like a lot of gardens. And like a few rides. I don't remember seeing like a snapping dragon flower there. Or is that what it's called?
Snapping.
I don't know. Basically, I'm not going there for horticulture.
No, that's a place your parents lug you to.
Yeah, that's exactly right,
like
Joe.
Like Colonial Williamsburg.
I've been there.
I've been hauled there plenty of times. And then after
it's better than court, where you going next?
Yeah, speaking of being hauled into places.
Oh, and the worst thing about that place, because that's what a kid loves, history at 12.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, it's to do a joke. I go, and my mother would go, do you want me to buy a musket? And I go, yes, I could shoot you in the ass with it. I go, I want to go to Florida. I want to see a mouse. I'm sick of this shit. And then after that, what was the big treat after Williamsburg? Going to the Pottery Barn with my mother and grandmother.
Oh.
4 acres of ceramic shit. I would have to sit.
Yeah. Oh, my God, how painful.
It was really...
Yeah, my dad was into those historical things as a kid. We're going to Fort Sumter, Fort Ticonderoga.
But as an adult, I actually...
As an adult,
the,
yeah.
Yes,
but as a 12-year-old... No,
you're right. Where's
no,
the
no.
mouse?
No, no.
No, no.
No, no.
Childhood dreams have died.
Yes, yes, yes.
Summer vacation is wasting away.
Yes,
yes.
Yes.
Childhood dreams have died.
Well,
you absolutely
I came
die.
Up with a place where I don't think any dreams die.
Oh.
I came up with a fantastic place.
Oh, that sounds good.
Islamaland.
Oh, man.
There is no party like a jihadi party. And Islamaland is your destination for second century fun. Boys and uneducated girls, men and women who walk 5 steps behind their man, are invited to join invited to journey back in time with and with Allah's help, the near future. You're going to want to climb into our bumper car bombs.
Oh, no.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime thrill ride. Are your little ones not doing exactly what you want them to do? Then you need to go on the heads will roll roller coaster. A triple loop roller coaster adorned with heads of people that just didn't get it. This ride will thrill the little ones and teach them a lesson at the same time. And we have water rides as well. 10,000 Zionists chased into the sea. And the la-la-la-la-la-la log flume.
I could just see the side.
or get me killed.
there's no medium in that. Yeah,
no, it's one or the other. Make sure you play some of our games in the Al-Qaeda Arcada. Once inside, you can test how fast you throw with our rock-throwing machine.
Good battle against Palestinians to test your skill.
And every little martyr will love our flight simulators, with landing disabled, of course.
Oh, my God.
What? No? Not fun?
Oh, that's great. Enjoy, kids.
And don't worry about snacks, because Islamaland has you covered with the Al-Baghdadi Diner. Closed during daylight hours during Ramadan. Have a caliphate cafe latte. The Al Kebab Kebabs. And with the Hamas hummus. Some chicken teriyaki.
Teriyaki.
And the Boko Haram burger. And for dessert, of course, the ISIS ices.
Nice.
Wouldn't that be great if they had all the time? ISIS ices.
Get your ISIS ices.
Come.
Oh, no, get your ISIS ices. Yes. I'm not asking.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
And make sure
on the lawn, they're being marched towards it.
Go get it.
And make sure you take home a memory with what our famous character is. They will draw anything and everybody but Muhammad.
I knew that.
Islamaland is not a theme park, it's a lifestyle. So come visit Islamaland before Islamaland visits you.
That's hilarious.
I gotta tell you, what we wrote was pretty good, but I tell you, after some of the real places, I think we could have sharpened our pencils more.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Some of the places that you read that are real are like almost as like ridiculous as what we wrote.
Well, that was the point.
I know, but
I think we outworked Shame World.
No, this is supposed to be more farcical. We're not supposed to be keeping up with shit that's real.
No, I could see this opening in the middle of like somewhere between Syria and Iraq.
Yes.
This could definitely be something, and it would be mobile. They hope to franchise, you know.
Of course, they're doing a great job of it.
The place would be mobbed.
Yes.
That's really
and, you know,
good.
They always got people coming in with their social media and everything.
I...
But this place ain't taking coupons.
No.
There's no Groupon for this. No. Well, there is a Groupon, but they take it somewhere. Yes.
That's hilarious. Oh, these places, the worst vacations ever.
Yes. Although Liberty Land didn't sound terrible. Sounded like a good time.
Liberty Land found it funny.
Sounded fun. We should go. Yeah, take a field trip.
I don't want to go back to Shame Park.
Shame. I like the parade. They just strip you naked and throw shit at you. Oh, Pip, where can people hear this?
Oh, they can listen live on Tuesdays to Davin's Den on davinsden.com, iHeartRadio, theindieauthority.com, ruthlessradio.fm, talksuperstation.com, cyannetradio.com, gonerogueradio.com, tunein.com, hawkradio.net. And you can also listen to replays of the show every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern on rainrockradio.com. And TalkSuperstation.com plays our replay on Saturdays at 4 p.m. Eastern. You'll find all of our shows plus customized highlights of us scamming the scammers, going back to the very beginning of our interactions with our African friends. Go to iHeart.com and search Davin's Den. The Indie Authority also has apps so you can listen live on your mobile devices. Platforms include BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. Also, you can download the TuneIn app on your Apple or Android device and search for Davin's Den. You can download previous shows from the following places: DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, TuneIn.com. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.
We'll be back with some Ann Jackson. In the meantime, listen to some Chillbone. We'll be back in a few minutes.